What do you hold over your head when it rains?
An umbrella.
When you make a bed, what's the last thing you put on top?
The spread.
Okay, and these are, what's this?
The pillows.
Uh-huh. And have you ever seen one that went clear across the bed? What would that be called? It's round.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cylindrical.
I have no idea.
Have a bolster.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've just never really encountered it.
Okay. You might say then, though, that the bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went...
all the way.
Okay. What are some things that you put on a bed for warmth?
Comforters, blanket.
One's made out of patchwork.
Quilt.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children like to sleep on?
A pad.
A pad? Mm. All right. Have you ever heard pallet?
Or a pallet, yeah.
Okay. And what did you usually make this out of? Or did you?
If we ever had to, generally just fold up some blankets or some quilts.
Okay. You might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
All right. Another word that means the same thing?
Fertile.
What do you call the flat lowland along a stream that's the richest land?
The bottom.
Okay. How about a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover?
Pasture, I guess.
How about, what's the difference between a pasture and a meadow? Or is there?
I hadn't thought about it. I would think that a meadow would generally be uncultivated land that never has been cultivated.
Okay. All right, suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Swamp.
Okay. Would it be big or small?
It could be either.
All right. Would it have trees growing in it?
It could, yeah. It probably would.
When you conceive of a swamp, is it open or is it overgrown?
Overgrown.
All right. Where... do you know what the place along the sea coast is where salt hay grows?
Mm-mm, no.
Right, that's a marsh, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that brings to mind when you say marsh? Or is...
yeah.
Okay. What might you call soil that's part sand and part clay and it's very good for growing?
Loam.
Mm-hmm. If you had some land that was a bit swampy and you wanted to cultivate it, what would you have to do to it to get all the excess water off?
You have to drain it somehow.
Okay, and they usually do that by digging something.
What, canals?
Okay, uh-huh. All right, what might you call a tidal stream in the sea? That's a bit of water that flows in and out with a tide, but it goes off by itself.
Bayou, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a deep, narrow valley that's a... maybe it's been cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field that's maybe 20 feet deep?
A hollow?
Uh-huh. Or how about a ravine?
Or, yeah, or if it was pretty deep.
A ravine would have to be pretty deep. If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field,
a wash, I guess.
Okay. How about a gully?
Or a gully, yeah.
Is that what a gully is?
Mm-hmm.